This is Juliette Kayyem with an intelligence brief from the people who bring you Security Mom. You don't have to guess the subject today. It has been a week of unrest, of massive investigation, of more bombings in Syria. And I'd be silly to try to step in here with a podcast and say this is how it is at this stage. Things are changing too fast. But the universal question that you hear today will remain the same, not just because of what happened in Paris, but because it's a question we have been asking ourselves since 9/11. Am I safe? And so I wanted to talk today about that question, because we all are thinking about our homes and the United States and our children. Am I safe? That question has been the focus of my career. How do I keep you safe? How do I keep the marathon safe, the transit system safe, the victims of a natural disaster safe? And in addition to keeping people safe, the job of anyone in Homeland Security is a constant juggling act. How do we balance safety and freedom, the risk with the reward? It's a constant calculation of what is an acceptable level of vulnerability. So what is Homeland Security? Homeland Security is as much about the homeland as it is about security. And the United States homeland is really like no other, with 50 governors all kings and queens unto themselves, hundreds of cities with transit systems that only function when on time, vast commercial activity crisscrossing borders, respect sometimes nodding for civil rights and civil liberties, and the ceaseless flow of people and goods taken as a God-given right. We are a nation of flow, and that makes us inherently vulnerable. I'm not saying we should throw up our hands in light of what happened in Paris and say we're just all doomed. What I am saying is we have to conceptualize the notion of our safety different. It is about minimizing risk, maximizing our protections, and maintaining a vigorous first responder and response capability. It's not simple, but that's how we have to think about what our homeland security is. We've never had a nation with no risk, and we delude ourselves to think that we can be a nation in which we can perfectly protect ourselves. So I'm taping this at a moment in which over half of America's governors have said that they will refuse to accept Syrian refugees. And I say this because it is related to the question, am I safe? If you ask anyone in counterterrorism, anyone in national security, what is the one thing that keeps America safe? It's, of course, our geography. It's, of course, our security apparatus. It's, of course, all of those things that maintain our safety and security. But if there is one quintessential thing that America has done right, it is the acceptance and integration of those who are not us. We do not have a radicalization epidemic in this country. What happened in Paris is the result of French citizens who were born and raised in France and for some reason never embraced their nation. That is just not true here in America. America is safe. We will always be vulnerable. And the truth is we choose to be that way. This is Juliette Kayyem. I am the daughter of Lebanese immigrants who came to this country, a country that embraced them. That is what keeps America safe.